the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says in this part of supplication, إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد. O Allah, if you tied me with chains, if you cut me off from your stream of bounties, ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار. And if the people were all eyes to see how I was exposed to disgrace, and if I was ordered to proceed to hell, وَحُلْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْأَبْرَارِ, and if you put a barrier between me and the blessed people, even then I would not cease to have hope. مَا قَتَعْتُ رَجَائِي مِنْكَ وَمَا صَرَفْتُ تَأْمِيلِي لِلْعَفْوِ عَنْكَ وَلَا خَرَجَ حُبُّكَ مِنْ قَلْبِي. This would not stop me from expecting your pardon. This would not take away your love from my heart. I have not forgotten the bounties. أَنَا لَا أَنْسَى أَيَادِيَكَ عِنْدِي وَسَتْرَكَ عَلَيَّ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا. I have not forgotten your protection that was available for me in this world. As you may remember, dear listeners, and you were with us previously, we were discussing how we can actually nurture the love of God in our hearts. How can we get ourselves closer to the status of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, and how can we keep the love of Allah in our hearts although we face and encounter some of the hardships and difficulties in this life and in this world. We said that in the first place we should try to remember and remind ourselves his blessings and how he has kept us encircled by these blessings and favors.
Ramadan The ocean of dua.
Now, one of the ways through which we can better realize the blessings of God is to compare ourselves with those who are deprived of those blessings. Because by doing so, we will find out what great blessings God the Exalted has endowed us with, which others are deprived of. Paying heed to these blessings engenders love of Allah, and it somehow produces a sense of gratitude and hope in our hearts. And it somehow comes after that, when you see you are using those bounties, you are given and bestowed those blessings that the others are deprived us. It generally and originally produces the sense of gratitude in your heart. For example, in another part of Dua Abu Hamza Thumali, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam mentions the blessings of God and says, "Ana as-saghir alladhi rabbayta." O my master, I am the young one whom you raised. "Ana al-jahil alladhi 'allamta." I am the ignorant one whom you educated. "Ana ad-dall alladhi hadayta." I am the misled one, but you guided. "Ana al-wadi'u alladhi rafa'ta." I am the humiliated one whom you elevated. "Ana al-khaifu alladhi amanta." I am the frightened one whom you safeguarded. "Wal-ja'i'u alladhi ashba'ta." I am the hungry one whom you fed. "Wal-'atshanu alladhi arwayta." I am the thirsty one whose thirst you quenched. "Wal-'aari alladhi kasawta." I am the naked one whom you dressed. "Wal-faqeeru alladhi aghnayta." I am the poor one whom you made wealthy. "Wal-da'eefu alladhi qawwayta." I am the weak one whom you strengthened. "Wal-dhaleelu alladhi a'zazta." I am the insignificant one whom you honored. "Was-saqeemu alladhi shafayta." I am the afflicted one whom you cured. You see how Imam alayhi salam is mentioning each of these blessings, and what kind of approach would see these things as blessings. Even the fact that he realizes he is a servant of Allah, even the fact that he realizes he has got some knowledge, is paid attention to, is brought up by Imam alayhi salam is called a blessing. Apart from increasing our love for our mun'im and beneficent, paying heed to these blessings also kindles somehow hope in our hearts. The God has endowed us all these blessings. He does not want to send us hell for no reason. He opens the way of felicity to all of us, but only the ingratitude and disobedience of the servants are the things demanding that God must make a distinction between these ones and the righteous ones, because those are disobedience and they shall be punished. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. I need you by my side. I wish to be the one.
close to you.